97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Our YouTube live chat poll for today, is Donald Trump a good man, yes or no? I'm just going to ask you guys for your answer, not an explanation right now, because we've got some people holding on the line that we're going to get to. 314-241-9797 if you want to grab an empty line. Ryan, good man, yes or no?
I'm going to take the secular approach here after that conversation and say yes.
Okay.
I'm going with Ryan here. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, me too. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
We can debate his salvation later. Same standards as we would apply to ourselves. 314-241-9797. Nick, you were the first one to call in. Thanks for calling us. What do you think? Do you think Donald Trump's a good man?
Hey, Annie, what's going on? Longtime listener, first-time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, when it comes to Donald Trump, I would say that he's a good man. And where I would start with is my belief that if you want to kind of judge a man or the mark of him, I would go to his family. And I think when you look at his family, when you look at his children, when you look at how just well put together they are, how professional they are, that, to my knowledge, I haven't seen anything to where they have had any legal problems throughout their lives or any sort of other things in the closet. Mm. I just see a well put together family. And I think that that is all because of behind the scenes, just what kind of great man and father that Donald Trump is to his children and his grandchildren. By the way,
I think that is a wonderful point. Nick, thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate that. And thank you for calling in, especially for a first time caller. You know, how your kids are raised is very indicative. That doesn't mean that if your kid grows up and is troubled, that you are a bad person. But he very consistently has respectable, reputable examples of children in all of his kids.
Yeah, that's definitely something that just shows that he was present, I think, more than anything.
Which is saying something.
Yeah, it is.
For a billionaire.
Yeah.
314-241-9797. Let's get to Jim. Jim, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Is Donald Trump a good man?
I couldn't really say one way or the other. I don't know. And everybody using, like, family, the kids, you could be a terrible parent and your kid can turn up great. And you could be an awesome parent and the kids are troubled. It has nothing. A lot of it is not what, some of it's environment, some of it's, you know,
nature and nurture,
the person itself. Yeah, exactly. But so I couldn't tell you one way or the other, but I do have a question. I have a comment. You said earlier that he was a good man and you gave examples because he asked about family and things like that when he met you or met people.
I've never met him in person.
Right, right. But you commented on other people knowing him and saying that he was a good person because he asked about family. A mass murderer could ask somebody about how your family and be a mass murderer. That doesn't make them a good person.
That's true.
Because they ask how your family is.
That's true.
But I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I did vote for him twice, but I could never vote for him again.
Okay.
But my question to you is, back on January 6th, when the riot happened, what is that, January 6th?
Which riot? The Summer of Love or the one that the Democrats say took place in January?
So you're saying that there was no riot at the Capitol?
I mean, you could call it a riot, I suppose. It definitely was chaos.
I'm not saying it was an insurrection, but yeah. there were things going on that were not.
I would not have wanted to be there while that was going down,
right.
For sure.
Okay. So when that was going on, and from a lot of accounts, a lot of people around Mr. Trump were telling him or begging him to go on TV and say something, get this, you know, tell something to the people to get them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he took, I was watching it on TV, so I know it took quite a while.
Yeah, I was covering it live on this radio show.
Right. So it took 3 hours before he said something, I believe.
I don't think he handled that as well as he could have.
Okay. So, all right, great. Okay, yes, he didn't handle it well. But my question is, okay, so
yeah, let's get
the
to the
ship
question
is
part.
Sinking. Yeah, the ship is sinking, and the captain of the ship is sitting in his cabin going, what do I do? Do I go out and say something that will look bad? I mean, I don't know what he was doing, but taking 3 hours to do it means he's not capable of leading the country as far as I'm concerned.
What's the question?
That's the question. What do you think he was doing? What was he doing during those 3 hours?
Well, I will,
and because I don't know,
Jim.
I can't vote for him again because I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know where he was.
My turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I agree with you. I don't know what he was thinking. I think that he didn't handle that. I don't think he batted 1,000 at all on that day. I think that he was upset, angry, and indignant on that day. Now, I also, at the same time, Jim, understand why he felt all those feelings. I also understand that he provided the National Guard on that day, and it was rebuffed. That they said, no, we don't need it. So just a second, Jim, it's my turn. I'll tell you when I'm done, and I'm letting you go long here, because I usually try to get these done in 60 minutes and keep them snappy.
Okay, yeah.
He knew what everybody knew, which was this day was going to be very, very emotionally charged. And I remind people, do you remember what happened January 5th, Jim?
Well, a lot of things happened. I don't know what you're asking
about. Something really specific happened January 5th. That was a special election in Georgia where the Republicans lost the Senate. It was as hopeless for Republicans in that moment. And I'm talking 100% pure emotion, which is legal to feel in the United States. How you act, how you behave, that's on you. But emotions could not have been more intense. And the president was emotional in that moment, which is usually something that is championed. Emotions are usually championed by politicians on both sides of the aisle, and the left is better at doing emotions than the right is. Emotions were really charged and high. And the president of the United States said, you're probably going to need the National Guard. And they said, no. And Nancy Pelosi's tape has just recently, I mean, there's no questioning what the situation was and who was responsible. Nancy Pelosi has herself said, this is going to be on me. They did not prepare for that moment. And Donald Trump offered everything at his fingertips to make sure it was safe and secure. And for some reason, it wasn't provided. The truth is, in what you said first, and I will quote you, I don't know what was happening in those 3 hours. If you listened to my show that day, which I have no idea if you even knew I existed at that time and don't expect you to have, I was saying, let's go. Like, let's listen. Let's get him out here. I wish he would have handled it differently. There's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on, but I have no problem saying I wish he would have handled it differently, and I wish he would speak about it differently after the fact. But what I don't know in those 3 hours, and Jim, what you don't know in those 3 hours, doesn't give me information to say that he is a good man or isn't a good man. I have to go on the context of what I do know.
Right, which is why I started saying, I don't know whether he's a good man or not. I'm just saying he is not. He failed, in my opinion, as a leader in those 3 hours. I don't care. I understand other people made mistakes, too.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, all that. Those were all, he warned them and all that stuff. But when it was happening, we needed somebody to walk out there, step up and say, hold on a second, everybody stop for here. We need to cut this out.
He did.
Instead, he did not show up.
He just did it late. And I understand
your
criticism.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I get it.
We needed somebody right then,
but Jim,
and the fact that you didn't, I'm going, you've lost my vote. Because in my opinion,
you think Joe Biden is better for the future of the country?
No, absolutely not. No. I can't vote for Donald Trump, but I'm not voting for Joe Biden either. I want the Republican Party to put somebody else out there I want.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was a DeSantis person in the primary, so you and I might have some similarities there as well. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate your honesty. I feel like I'm not going to judge somebody on what I don't know. I have no problem saying, I like, you know, there are 10 things about this person. I like 7 of them. Can't stand 3 of them. Yeah. And on the whole, you still got my vote. It's not a perfect science to be able to pick
and
somebody.
That's what I said. That's why I said I don't know whether he's good or bad. I'm just saying he is not. In my opinion, he's not the leader we need. And so that's it.
Jim, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. What do you think about all that? To me, it sounds very much like Jim needs a means to an end. He doesn't want to support Trump, and this is how he gets there.
Yeah, where my mind kept going, which is where you got to right at the end there, where you said, "Are you going to support Joe Biden then?" Because if you're not going to support one of the two, you're basically protest voting against the whole thing.
You're either voting for somebody, or if you're not voting for that person, you're voting for the other one, whether you write a name down, fill in a circle or whatever. There are two choices.
Exactly. And so I always think that one of the best questions to ask anybody who really hates one guy or the other is, do you like the other one then? Because it is a binary choice. I mean, you can vote third party. It's just that you're usually then voting as a protest against the two mains.
It's the system we're in.
Yeah. I guess my question for Jim would be, was that 3 hours of Trump's silence more detrimental to the country than the 3 years of Joe Biden's policies that have destroyed us economically?
Good question.
Absolutely.
Kim, we got you on the phone right now. Thanks for calling the Annie Frye Show. Is Donald Trump a good man? Yes or no? What do you think?
Yes, he's a good man.
Why do you think why do you think that?
Well, for a lot of reasons, but I know that he loves his country and he has empathy for people. But we watched the debate last night, the 2020 debate last night, and he told Joe Biden that him and Barack were the reason he had to run for president. And I totally agree with that. And 35 years ago, when Oprah Winfrey asked him if he would ever run for president, he said, "I don't think so, not unless I have to."
Yeah.
And that proves a lot to me, because he didn't need to run for president. He felt he had to save this country. And I really feel that from the bottom of my heart.
Kim, I love that point. Thank you for bringing that up. I don't know if you've ever seen that Oprah interview, but to think that Oprah was just casually dabbling, "Hey, Don, would you like to be the president someday?" Like, this is the world that Donald Trump used to live in. And then he made the cardinal sin of doing what she was suggesting as a Republican. It's an unforgivable sin.
Yep.
An irredeemable sin to some. Tim, thanks for calling the Annie Frye Show. Is Donald Trump a good man? What do you think?
I have to say no, but... Yeah. That's exactly what I want out of our president right now, because he's going to have to do things that wouldn't be considered good, but it's going to cover the United States of America. He's going to take care of the country, and he is going to do some things that might not end up being good. He might have to make decisions that aren't good for a certain group of people.
What do you think? Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Okay, the border. He's going to have to shut that down. He's going to do things that isn't going to be popular, but it's what's good for the United States. Mm. If he's starting to round up people and send them back, well, let's face it, there are people that might be rounded up and kicked out that are here for good reasons instead of for nefarious reasons. They just want to be here and improve their life. Now, they should have come in legally. Let's face it, they were given a chance to come in, so they took it.
You know, Tim, when I'm listening to what you're saying here, and when I think about what a good man is, I think a good man is principled. Is not, okay. You know, stick the finger in the wind and wait to see which direction it's blowing. And he's been consistent on his border position and doing, 62% of the country says send everybody who's here illegally back. I think that doing the right thing in the midst of pressure actually potentially, in my mind, makes him even more of a good man.
All right. Well, I can go along with that to a certain extent. But, you know, presidents themselves, they have to make decisions that might not be good for a certain group of people. But like you said, they're principled, and they're going to make that decision because it's right for the country. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be right for a certain group of people, which some people are going to look at as, well, not being good. But, you know, I agree that there are priorities. Everybody has priorities, and the decisions that you are making are mostly along those priorities. Let's face it, he has made mistakes, but also, let's face it, everybody makes mistakes.
Amen.
There's no president. We haven't had one of those. We haven't had a perfect president yet.
Mm-mm. I can only think of one perfect person. It's going back to the beginning of this segment.
Okay.
Tim, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Ryan Wiggins, you're supposed to have Wiggins America next. Should it be we've got Andrew and Michael on the line? I've already gone long in this segment.
Annie, I think the people need to speak.
Are you the people?
Yeah. No. No, I think that this is a very good question because it is subjective, but it means a lot. So I think the people who are sharing their thoughts on this, they share a lot of the way they're representing a whole lot of other people when they say their opinions here. So,
well, we got Andrew and Michael on the line, and Ryan Wiggins is going to cede his time for Wiggins America that first got bumped by Will Scharf. We'll put it in the 2 o'clock hour.
Put it in the 3 o'clock hour.
Okay. Let Mark Reardon know. If you want to join us, we have a hard break coming out of the next segment. We've got to get out at 56:50 seconds. It's that hard of a break to the second, folks. You can call us and we'll try to get as many as we can. Michael and Andrew, you guys are first. 314-241-9797. If you want to join us, like I said, I'll get to what I can. Doing my best here. We'll be right back.